Will this be the nail in Planned Parenthood's coffin? The National Pro-Life Organization Live Action has just released a bombshell video that darn well better be the nail in the coffin of Planned Parenthood, a coffin brimming with baby corpses. Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards, in a futile effort to persuade the public that the pro-death organization she heads is all about women's health, has publicly stated that Planned Parenthood provides prenatal care. In so doing, she clearly suggested, and the gullible public believed, that all Planned Parenthood facilities provide prenatal care. Surprisingly, that's not what Live Action found in their undercover investigation. Of the 97 Planned Parenthood facilities Live Action contacted, only 5 provided prenatal care. Live Action's short video provides persuasive evidence that Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards is a liar. Here's a sampling of the responses featured in Live Action's video. From the Tempe, Arizona Planned Parenthood, they said, and I quote, "Planned Parenthood offers abortions, so they don't offer prenatal care." From Albany, New York, "No Planned Parenthood does prenatal care, hun." From Farmington, New Mexico, "We don't offer prenatal care at Planned Parenthood. We specialize in abortions. You know, that's what our ultrasounds are for, to see how far along the patient is." Elizabeth, New Jersey, "We do birth control, things like that, terminations." From Cornell, New York, "We tell you you're pregnant, and then we offer to do the abortions." Merrillville, Indiana, "No, we don't do prenatal services. I mean, it's called Planned Parenthood. I know it's kind of deceiving." And from Dallas, Texas, "We only offer termination services." Ironically, when the undercover patient asked where she could receive prenatal care, the Planned Parenthood operative recommended CareNet, the type of crisis pregnancy center that progressives accuse of not caring about women and babies. Racist eugenicist Margaret Sanger was the founder of Planned Parenthood, and today's money-sucking, barbarous organization bears the morally corrupt values of its founder. While blacks comprise 12% of the population, they comprise 28% of abortions, a statistic that would please Sanger, who was hell-bent on ridding the world of blacks. This is a quote from Sanger. "We should hire 3 or 4 colored ministers, preferably with social service backgrounds and with engaging personalities. The most successful educational approach to the Negro is through a religious appeal. We don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the minister is the man who can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members," end quote. In Sanger's proposed baby code, she recommended the extermination of those deemed unfit, and I quote, "Feeble-minded persons, those afflicted with inheritable disease, and others found biologically unfit by authorities, should be sterilized or, in cases of doubt, should be so isolated as to prevent the perpetuation of their afflictions by breeding," end quote. So which populations do progressives today exploit to promote abortion as an act of compassion? Don't death merchants talk about feticide as a compassionate act for babies with tragic anomalies? Aren't children with Down syndrome, in earlier, less enlightened, compassionate times referred to as feeble-minded, aren't they being aborted in numbers that should offend all decent people? Cecile Richards, and before her, Faye Waddleton, is the beautiful corporate mask that conceals incomprehensibly evil acts. And where there is evil, there is deception.